Shit! And that's the sound of the mating call of the Andrew, an endangered species of the Marpole.
Then just Negan starts like running in, taking off his clothes.
Welcome to People Say Words, the
podcast
that
we
do
on
the
internet. It's a S
several
times
a
month.
Yay!
Yay!
Are we gonna say the date today? We've only said it's, the date like.
Oh, well, we've done like half a dozen times.
No, it's only like three times.
Ah, whatever. It's February 22nd today.
2222021 2222021 7 Call 2222012
for your local mechanic to solve your
potatoes.
Potatoes.
No, we can't do that.
It's not a joke.
I know,
I just
but,
said potatoes.
But we're going to start doing that. That thing.
We can do our own joke, though.
We'll make an...
About potatoes!
This Ooh. Is People Say Words. The date is the date that we previously specified. How the show works is Dan sends us a bunch of shitty questions on our Facebook wall. And then he accidentally sends it to the wrong thing. And then Andrew says, oh, Dan, you have to send it to our messages so we don't spoiler it.
And I say it's
and then
okay.
So so no one else gets spoilers.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want other people to have spoilers.
Yes.
We want
God forbid people get spoilers for our podcast.
Yeah, we don't want spoilers. Jesus.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
And then nobody is going to want to listen to our podcast because they already got the spoilers.
Frodo and Sam.
And everyone can envision what we already would say because it's not very smart.
At the end.
And it's so good.
Of Lord of the Rings.
You see that gif where they just like smake it out and you're just like...
Jerking off to Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dan sends us questions, and then we talk
Not
about them.
Not explicitly Dan.
No, other people too.
But Dan is one of them.
Yes.
And then we talk about those questions.
Yes.
And it's a jolly good time.
Yes.
And our logistics and coordinator, a logistics...
Content and logistics manager.
Content and logistics manager writes them all down for us, and then we try
and maybe they're legible, and maybe they're not legible.
Maybe they're words, maybe they're...
A series of something. Should I go?
Oh, hold on. How's your day?
Oh, shit. There was a terrible thing that happened. I've just remembered. No.
Maybe you shouldn't have remembered.
No, it's
this
like,
is all going pretty nicely.
It was.
Today,
it's like
remember.
It's the one snag.
Okay.
So, I get a call.
This
for
morning,
the photo,
this afternoon?
It was like 12 o'clock or like 10 o'clock.
Were you in the photo lab?
No, I was at the photo counter.
Okay.
I get a call. Customer has a photo order to pick up. It's 560 slides.
Holy
so,
crap.
Which you have to scan one at a time, then color correct, then put them on a CD one at a time. Well, not like you can put them in bulk on a CD. But you have to scan them one at a time and color correct them one at a time. And it fucking sucks if you've got to do 560.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've got this order. I placed it on Monday. Someone said that it was going to be ready today. I'm like, okay, well, let me take a look in the system. And I put her on hold, and it's like, it's still showing that it's in lab. And then I go upstairs, and I'm like, oh, there's this order for 560 slides. Do you know anything about it? And the person is like, says, no, I'm only here once a week, and I've had no memos, and it's clearly not done because the box is right here. So I go down, and there was also like, an order for 1,000 photos and another order for 500 photos that were like weeks old because
and you need to color correct all of them.
Yeah, because you know generally when you put in an order for 500 slide photos, you don't say, "Oh, it'll be ready in 2 days." You say it'll be ready in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
because
crazy.
There's other because we only have one machine that can color correct.
Yeah.
And so I go down and I say, "Oh, actually, no, it's not ready." I'm not I preface by saying like, "Oh, who did you speak with?" Because they shouldn't have promised you this, and just immediately, "What do you mean it's not ready?" Destroying all of downtown Tokyo, plasma beams flying at my face, and I'm just like, and like, it's, she starts swearing. She's like, and I know this is direct, like, this shouldn't be directed at you, but you're the one on the phone. I'm like, yeah, I am.
I can also hang up the phone.
No, I could. I'm physically capable of it. And then, so she's like, yeah, it starts nattering at me, like, oh, okay, I'll go talk to the lab technician. See, maybe it's upstairs and I missed it. Like, I just
You're
hoping.
Bullshitting on your ass.
No, I was hoping that I did miss it.
Okay, okay.
Correct. And I go and I check and I look and I'm like, nope, that's it, you're fucked. And she calls back this, like, I call my the lab manager and he starts freaking out at me because it's like, oh, and I'm like, I am the, like, it's like.
You're like, I'm not even in this department.
It's like, message for you, sir. Oh, this is a bad message. But machine gun sounds.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the fucking messenger. And it's like our department manager and one of the lab techs promised this 500 slide order to be done 2 days later. And
slide order?
So you know like slides, right? Like old school slides?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, so you're going to scan each of so the old school
one
slides.
One at a time.
Oh, that's so much work.
There's like 1,001 that I'm doing on Sunday.
Oh, it's going to take the whole day.
Yeah, it's just going to be like slide in, slide out, slide in, slide out, slide in, slide out.
Can you listen to any music while you do that or anything?
I probably will.
Because you just go crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I would have to listen to like podcasts or music or something.
Yeah,
like,
I'll probably download. That's smart. I was just gonna have like whatever on my phone. But yeah, so that was the terrible thing that happened. Everything else was fine, besides the average like idiot customers,
right?
Who were like, "Can I take this quarter-sized photo and blow it up to 47 foot?" And I'm like, "No, there's not enough pixels in it."
Did you tell her that it'll be ready in 2 weeks?
No, I just said like. They managed to get it done today because basically the lab technician just blitzed through it.
Holy crap. I'm sure those photos are not totally color correct.
Well, like, most of it work's already done, and with old photos, they're usually quite good. Like, you only need to
Surprising. Those old slides are actually really good for color. The color. Have you seen, like, if you look at, like, break down the color on those old slides?
It's very robust.
Yeah, lots of saturation. Very, very good. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, I don't know if I can say this on the podcast. I kind of saw my... Maybe I won't say this. This is for you. I feel like I should... It was... on the...
forgets to
like,
cut.
Like, in the... In the.
You were like, hot damn!
I was like, ah, shit, it's just a...
You never got anything good? You never, like, come across, like, a serious... Yeah, I would
could
totally
I get this
pass
on a...
those.
Yeah, okay, well...
Oh, that's so gross.
So yeah, that was my day. How was your day?
My day was pretty good.
No one shouted at you on the phone?
I exercised a bunch. And I had a lot of great phone calls today with a bunch of work colleagues and figuring out budgetary issues and scheduling issues. Yeah, it was all good, though. Went and sat at Starbucks. You know, Starbucks. The cafe down the street from us?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. We got cinnamon bun for you.
Right. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant the one that's up the street.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Starbucks. And now everyone can pinpoint our exact location from the two cafes that we live between.
Oh, shit. What? We'll have to go, like, put in, like, hold on.
Starbucks.
No, we'll use a sample. Starbucks. Now you say it.
Starbucks.
Okay, now we can just, like, go and cut those in.
Have you been to, like, Starbucks?
Starbucks.
Yes, I went and sat there all day and I worked and it was good. Went for an awesome run this morning. Are you going to start running again with me, or what?
I do push-ups in the morning after showers.
That's good. You do sit-ups, too.
I'm so bad at sit-ups,
Your push-ups are good, but sit-ups are more important because they work on your core strength.
Fuck my core.
Your core strength is what holds the rest of your body together. Literally, your push-ups will help this.
Yeah.
But your core strength is what holds all your fucking parts together.
I don't need parts. Who needs parts? Okay, I'm going to do...
thing.
Oh, I got a one again!
You and...
Could I get the... God damn, yeah, I know. What's up with that? Okay!
First question.
How many people would need to microwave a burrito at the same time to send Vancouver into terrible? I'm gonna assume
Probably terrible.
A temporary blackout. What about a permanent blackout from Dan?
Shocker. I'm gonna say that it's not possible.
It's irrelevant because it's not possible.
Exactly. I don't feel like that's possible at all. I feel like every single person in Vancouver was using a microwave at the exact same time, nothing would happen.
Wait, how many people would need to microwave around at the same time?
Oh, how many people?
So theoretically, it's theoretically possible. But you would have to bring in, like, a shitload of extra people.
We would have to bring in a shitload of extra microwaves.
Yeah.
You'd have to ship in at least minimum twice as many people that are already in Vancouver, and then ship in at least two microwaves for every single person, I think.
I don't know much about electricity.
I do.
This, for me, nothing I say should be taken, like, here's what I say, here's the grains of salt. It's a mountain of salt that you should be taking with my words. If you, because when we turn on the kettle and the microwave at the same time, yeah, the breaker trips.
Yes.
So wouldn't, if you, like, if a breaker trips, the power isn't happening anymore, right?
Correct.
So, if, like, if we went and plugged microwaves into every outlet in the fucking house.
Yeah.
And activated them all the breakers would trip, right?
Correct. If the microwaves were more than 7.5 amps each. So if you had two microwaves that were equal 7.5 amps, which our microwave is 7.5 amps, and the kettle's like 10 amps, if you only have 15 amps per circuit, then it would trip. Mm. Yes. But then here's the power problem you're getting into. Everywhere in Vancouver, you have buildings with 300, 500 amp circuits.
But wouldn't? Oh yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
Now I can plug in 50 microwaves. To one plug and run all of them.
And I feel like the burrito is irrelevant. It could be anything.
Welcome to In a Field on Your Head. Irrelevant.
Oh yeah, that's right. All of Dan's. Maybe it's like some like Riddler shit. We're like, we're gonna go and look at all the things.
We're like, wait a minute.
And we tie all these things.
It's the Mona Lisa.
No, it's gonna be like where Dan strikes his heist.
Oh right, or where he's planning to move to, which is next door to us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck. It's like we'll take the first letter, and it's like. Yeah. Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Because we can't say
Starbucks.
Starbucks. Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it would be really, really hard to do that. Really, you need so many goddamn microwaves.
It would be 3 microwaves, 5 me. It would be 2 microwaves, 4 you.
Do you believe microwaves are bad for people? The radiation?
No, not the radiation.
No, I think it's the same idea as, like, it's like, what's the stuff in toothpaste? Like, fluoride? Is that stuff?
Fluoride,
The amount of quantities, though, that
they... Oh, no, in toothpaste, no.
Yeah.
No. Like, because people... you don't swallow toothpaste.
Yeah, that's
true. Like, it's negligible. Now, if you're fluoridating the water, I think that's bad.
See, I don't. Because I don't think you'd have to drink so much water in such a short period of time for it to actually have consequences.
But I think it's like an over the course of a long time. Like, it's the same concept. You know, do you remember DET or DBT? The mosquito poison, right?
Oh, right.
So they made this poison that was killed mosquitoes and didn't hurt humans. It was fine for humans. And they sprayed the mosquitoes and the mosquitoes died. But some mosquitoes didn't die. And the frogs ate the mosquitoes and the snakes ate the frogs. Right. And the eagles ate the...
And then Dracula ate the eagle.
And then Dracula ate the eagle. And Dracula got cancer and died.
And then...
From DET.
We lost all of our vampires because they went extinct.
Yeah, exactly. No, but the eagle eggs got soft, and when they went to, like, sit on them...
Oh, I did hear about this. Because, they crushed them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because the buildup of the toxin. Right. So it's the same thing. If all of the water... It's not in Canada. It's in the States, I think. See? Once again, salt.
Take all of those words with salt. 10
Large
pounds,
amounts of salt.
10 pounds of salt.
But you know what? My opinion, like, the whole idea with fluoride is, like, I mean, I guess this probably is along. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, fluoride makes you mentally handicapped. Like,
No. The conspiracy theory is that it makes you passive. Unless it makes you more like a worker bee.
Makes you a little
it doesn't
slow.
Make, it doesn't make you stupid. It just makes you less, like, it just kind of, like, makes
you know what?
Complacent.
I'd rather be a little bit slow and not have to pay huge dental bills than...
But you still have to pay huge dental bills.
No, you don't. That's the whole point of fluoride being in the water.
That's what they want you to
no,
think.
No, it does. It enriches your bones.
Do you know that?
Yes. I've read studies about it.
And who made those studies? Big Fluoride Pete. Wake up.
You know what? Maybe.
Wake up, sheeple.
Maybe. But at the same time, I do not disregard the fact that fluoride probably is good for our bones, but it may also do that as well.
Unforeseen consequences.
It may have consequences, but at the same time, it's still good for our bones. And for the fact that I just paid a goddamn $2,000 dentist bill, I feel like...
You could have flossed more, bro.
Yeah, probably. But I already brush, like, twice a day.
And
I floss, like, twice a week, and I do mouthwash twice a week. At least. Probably more like 5 times.
Did your dentist tell you to floss more?
No, thankfully.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he was actually a super chill guy. He's awesome. You can check him out. He's down the street. He's awesome.
Is he right next to
Starbucks.
I've been to that Starbucks.
It's a great Starbucks.
Starbucks. Dude, this episode should be called Starbucks.
Oh, no. Today's episode is brought to you by...
No, that it'll just be in the... Oh, shit, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Carry on.
Roll the dice. Ooh. Oh, Andrew dies, too. This dice is terrible.
We'll call it a six.
It was cock!
There's no cocking. Speaking of cocking... live in a world without electricity or a world without cars and automobiles. Well, I feel like this question is...
irrelevant.
Because you can just have an electric car.
Well, no.
Okay, we're going to say there's no such thing.
What about trains?
Yeah, I guess you could
say... Now,
here's automobile.
Here's a question that I have. Is this a world where both of those things exist and then suddenly don't exist? Or is this a world that never had those things?
So let's go with a world. Let's say we're currently in our timeline, this world, right, and this second.
Uh-huh, and we lose all cars. Would so you like lose? We're calling, let's call it the combustion engine.
It's the rapture for cars, yeah.
No cars, no train. What train? Train?
Train still exists, not an automobile.
Bus
is an automobile.
So bus is gone.
So you still have trains.
Skytrain?
Skytrain is a train. Okay. Yeah. Trains and planes. Wait,
Trains and planes. Because it's
trains and planes.
Trains are fine.
Trains, planes, and no automobiles.
Yeah, trains, the world is no... Yeah.
So okay. We can still take trains, and we can still take planes. But no automobiles. We still have cars.
Yeah.
Or all of electricity.
Well, if we lose all of electricity... we lose trains and planes.
But we have buses and cars.
Uh-huh. But I want my video games.
I already know 100% my answer.
I want my video games. I don't drive very much. They would suck not having access to automobiles. But think of it this way. If we lost all electricity, that would be extinction. That's gone.
There's no question in my head that... we would 100% need electricity, and we could totally do it without cars and automobiles. If we lost all cars and automobiles right now, we as a society would be able to adapt well enough to deal with it. We would just put all of our funding into more technology towards electrical...
More planes.
We would fly to work, even though it was only 6 blocks away.
Nice.
So, everything would become more electrical. Everything would become dependent on electricity. Which is where we're going already.
Now, let's do the opposite. So we're both on fuck cars.
Yeah, we're all both on fuck cars.
Fuck.
And also, it'd be better for the environment.
Fuck the environment, okay? What's the environment ever done for me?
Oxygen.
Ah, shit. Let's do the opposite where...
fuck
the environment.
What is it? You want to breathe and drink water?
That's where you're wrong, bud. Let's pretend we are, like, let's say it's
let's
us.
Let's say we accidentally chose electricity when we thought it was cars.
No.
We're doing with electricity.
No. Well, no, because, like, hospitals, life support, street lights.
The safety of lighting itself.
Yeah.
Like, being able to see, like, were we going to go back to wax and candles? Like.
Well, if all electrical systems failed, that would be, like, it would be an apocalypse.
Street lights would go out.
Refrigeration.
Yeah, food wouldn't be able to be kept.
Money.
Nobody has a way of yeah, banks.
No more money.
We could wipe the credit system.
But you wipe everything. You
okay with this a little bit now?
Why?
Because we can start a revolution.
No, but it wouldn't be a revolution because how would you organize it?
I mean, you haven't watched the
Fight Club.
No, not Fight Club.
Oh, okay.
The next best thing to Fight Club.
My Little Pony.
No.
2.
Stop talking for a second. Let me think.
Go on.
Oh, that TV series with like the
Black Mirror.
No, the one I was wanting. Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot?
I haven't seen Mr. Robot. Don't spoiler it for me.
I'm not spoiling it. You know what? On our other episodes where it's like, oh, the TV show's been out for like 5 years. It doesn't matter. We're allowed to spoil it now. Guess what? Mr. Robot's been out forever now.
I'm allowed
to spoil it for you because I told you so many times to watch it. I made you watch the first episode twice.
No, not twice.
Twice. Yes, I have. I made you watch it twice.
I've only seen the pedophile once, though.
What?
He that's the first thing that he does. He goes and busts that.
No, I made you watch it twice. Once when I lived in my old house.
I don't think so.
I don't think you were paying attention very much when we watched it.
I was just...
But I did. We were painting Warhammer at the time, actually. That's what we were doing.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well, you were in Oregon anyway. But I'm going to spoil the whole thing for you.
No. The problem with that is, though, if you get rid of... It's not just credit that's gone. It's all electricity.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Which would result in fucking riots and... We would go back to...
But how would they riot? They wouldn't be able to make a Facebook page so they could all meet up.
No, because riots would just... Well, it wouldn't be riots. It would be looting. Because people would...
It would be looting canned goods.
Yeah, there would be complete chaos in the streets.
Gold. Anything that's worth anything that's
still valuable. It wouldn't be gold. Well, it would be stuff. Like, food, canned goods. It would be...
Warm clothing.
But because... And with no electricity, there's no security systems. Yep. People can't buy anything, so people are just...
We're relying on things that are physical, not electrical.
Because that theoretically could happen with a solar flare.
Well, actually, it's really funny you mentioned this. I listened to a podcast today about solar flares, and it was actually really cool, because it's like, the question in their podcast was, like, if there was a solar flare on Earth right now, what would you do?
Right.
Like, what would you end up doing?
Well, the immediate thing would be going and getting fucking canned goods and bottled water.
I was gonna say, one of the guys was like, oh, I would just go totally Mad Max and just be like,
what a day! What a lovely day!
What a lovely day!
Yeah. Spray paint in my mouth, jumping onto cars with explosives.
And I was like, ooh, accurate.
Shave my head.
Yeah. So, yeah, if there was like a solar flare, which is essentially what is no electricity, well, essentially it is...
Well, because
solar flare is actually probably worse than no electricity.
Well, no, because it would create an EMP, which would wipe out
all
electricity.
All electrical units, too. Because if there was no electricity, we could still run off batteries. We could still run batteries off stuff.
Yeah, but...
But if there was an EMP, everything's just wiped.
No, batteries would still work with an EMP.
Don't electrical things are, like, break down, too, though?
No, just like just digital. Once again, more salt. Salt is required.
Salt, because we've never experienced an EMP.
EMPs break computers and, like, computer systems, but not, like, a flashlight. A flashlight will still work, because EMP is an electromagnetic pulse.
Right. So anything that can be destroyed with a magnet, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Which,
right.
Which, although it might not be good for the flashlight will still work.
That'll
also
destroy all of your debit and credit cards.
But the internet would be fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, but my question, let's say we, rather than sudden lack of cars or in electricity, how about born in a realm of lacking, well, no, even that, like, why would you pick... If your society was built around not having cars...
It would be an amazing society.
Because it would be so efficient.
It would be so efficient, we wouldn't be dealing with fucking the Earth falling apart.
Bullshit, shitty Vancouver city bullshit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the transit's so bad. Oh, because
and the road, and the stupid roads.
It's because diesel costs too much, right? Yeah, you're dealing with electrical tracks, which are way more efficient, way more safe. Less accidents, less problems in the street, less problems with transit. It just makes so much more sense.
What we're saying is, fuck cars. ride a plane instead. Thank you. Okay, next question.
One more than the break.
Okay, wait. Oh, it's my turn. Fuck! Another one! Dude, this dice... What the...
I never play Warhammer with this die.
Yeah, good lord. If you had to be exiled to either the North Pole or the South for 10 years, which would you go to?
Okay, before we go into this question, I can't remember a whole lot. I mean, right off the bat, I know Santa's in the North Pole, so there's one.
Uh-huh.
Penguins are in the...
Penguins are in Antarctica.
Which is the South Pole.
Yes.
So that means polar bears are in the North Pole. Got it. So yes. I would go to the South Pole.
Okay. Give me the book.
Oh, you need... No lawyering.
I'm lawyering. No. The South. No,
pick one.
I'm going to Louisiana.
No.
It says the South, not the South Pole. It says the South.
It clearly
I don't know,
means
man.
North Pole or South Pole. Pick one. cocksucker.
No!
I gave my reason why.
North Pole.
Why?
Because fuck penguins.
Because you're going to be as far away from me as you possibly can.
No, because
there's... Literally the other side of the planet.
Literally.
Literally.
Not figuratively.
Or metaphorically.
No, because there's no society in the South Pole where there is...
There's society in the North Pole?
I think...
There's no... Actually, Megan and I looked into this. There's no real cities or societies in either.
No, no, no.
It's just like... There's, like, research stations and stuff like that, but there's...
Well, then I want to be with the polar bears and the seals.
Deal. I'm going to go to the South Pole and live with the harmless penguins.
Penguins. Penwings. Penwings.
Yeah, it's just safer. Right, yeah. It's just safer to go to the South
Pole. Yeah, polar bears aren't that dangerous.
An otter, like, what are otters? What are penguins, predators?
Seals. Leopard seals are pretty... Leopard seals are pretty big.
Yeah, but you just don't go near the
Have
store.
You seen that? Have you seen the video of the leopard seal trying to feed a scuba diver a ripped apart penguin?
Oh my god, that is
dark. It's really cool because it's like a mommy leopard seal that's trying to feed this diver a penguin.
Sir, dude, that's dark.
It's not. It's beautiful. It's a circle of life.
Well, why were they trying to feed the diver the penguin?
Because animals can, like, it knows that it's some weird animal.
So it's trying to feed it because it thinks it's, like, offering it something as a peace
exactly.
or a friendship.
Science.
Weird. But anyway, I would go with penguins because I feel like I could sit around and talk to penguins and not go crazy.
If you're talking to penguins, haven't you already gone crazy?
Yeah, but you're not going to reach that level of, like, batshit off the radar. You're going to reach that level of, like, oh, you're talking to animals that obviously can't hear you, but you know what? You're just crazy enough to believe they can.
Gunter, who told you you could fly?
Exactly!
Wank.
Wank, wank.
Wank.
But if you lived in the North Pole, you just have polar bears around, and you can't really talk to them because they might eat you. But you know what would be really cool if you could make a polar bear If you could make a polar bear a friend.
Dude, ride a polar bear? Polar bear cavalry?
Ride a polar bear, not a penguin. Well, how does that song go?
Is that a thing?
Ride a polar bear, save a penguin?
I don't know.
Carry on.
I was just going to say, riding a polar bear, that would be pretty badass.
Would you rather have an army of penguins or a single, like, giant polar bear? It's like a creature.
How giant is it?
We're going to call it... 10 feet tall.
10 feet tall? Do I control it?
You do. Or you control an army of 100 penguins.
Fucking polar bear.
Alright, choose penguins.
Okay, well, I shall see you on the field of battle.
I am the underdog!
We'll have to do that can be our post for the week. In a fight between a 10-foot polar bear and 100 penguins. Who wins?
You know what I would probably do?
You know what?
Sadly. Meanly. If I control all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably just put, like, a couple penguins with, like, surgically put... bombs inside them.
Oh, suicide bomb penguins?
And suicide bomb the bear.
That's fucked up, dude.
But I would save most of them. Like, I would send like 20 penguins after you, and 10 of them would have bombs in them, and 20 would die, and then 80 would live. But your polar bear would go down.
Well.
And the penguins would be like, follow Greta Gorg!
Aloha, snack bar.
I'm not allowed to say that on the internet.
It means hello, snack bar. You know, you get off the plane to Hawaii and there's a big buffet of food. What do you say? Aloha, snack bar. Maybe we'll cut.
You've defended yourself quite nicely.
Maybe we'll cut that.
No, I think you're safe now that you've explained it.
Yeah.
If you explain it, you're okay. That's the thing. If you're like a little bit edgy.
But you explain the internet, joke.
But then you explain it, you're safe.
Okay.
Right? So they could take it out. People could take it out of context. Mm. But then you feel like, yeah, but here's the second part of it.
Right.
And they're like, oh.
All right, breaky-poo. It's a breaky-poo.
It's time for a break. We'll be right back with a message from our
best
sponsor.
Best sponsor. We have the best sponsors.
The best sponsors.
We're back. Today's episode is brought to you by two sponsors. We have two real fake sponsors today.
Three, possibly.
Do you want to do... You can do the first one.
Toby.
Sorry. One real sponsor and two real fake sponsors. Okay, so Toby, once again, thank your Tobies, everyone.
Thank you, Tobies.
Call up your resident Toby and say thank you.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you, Toby.
Our next sponsor is from Starbucks.
Starbucks!
Starbucks!
The Starbucks down the street and the Starbucks up the street.
And the Starbucks, that's just not a lot either. We're actually already surrounded by Starbuckses as well.
But yeah, but that's like saying, oh, I'm surrounded by oxygen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like you throw a rock and you hit three Starbuckses.
You throw a rock and it hits like 3 million molecules of oxygen.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
It's the exact same.
Do you want to know what our other sponsor is, Andrew?
What's our other sponsor, Lee?
Super special thank you shout out to Steve's Salty Balls.
Steve's Salty Balls.
I'm not going to explain that joke because the joke's only for one person.
Someone special in Lane's life. Moving on.
Laughs microscopically.
They are delicious.
They are really delicious.
They are nice and salty, but they're also sweet.
If you can get a hold of Steve's balls, buy some.
Get some Steve's balls.
Get a sack of Steve's balls immediately.
Yeah, they come in like
tubes. They come in tubes.
Tubes of Steve's balls. That guy's got way more than two. Oh, I'm up, aren't I?
Yep. Watch you roll a one. Oh, you got two. We're going on to D3.
Okay. If time froze, and you were mysteriously the only person unfrozen, still moving, what would you do? This is from Jean-Vierre.
Thanks for pronouncing it properly.
Yeah, no problem. She's French, dude. Jean-Vierre.
You want to answer first?
If time was frozen, what would I do?
So everything freezes. You wake up one day, everything is...
Okay, well, the first thing I would do is probably cry for a little bit because my wife's frozen.
Mm.
So a solid, like, I don't know, 6 months of crying.
6 months?
Probably. And then
what if it wears off?
The freezing?
Yeah.
I'd be very happy.
In like 5 months. So you cry for 5 months and then...
I would probably build a domicile around my wife. You know.
Cool.
And then after like 6 months, I'd be like, you know what? We're going to go do stuff. So I'd grab my frozen wife in time, and I would probably like drive to Disneyland and operate some of the rides by myself somehow.
Well, no, because it's I'm thinking quantum. Everything's frozen.
Not people. It's just everyone, not everything.
Oh, God. A lot of people are going to die then.
If time froze and you
were mysteriously... time froze.
Oh, so that means water's frozen as well?
Yeah. It's like that episode of Futurama.
You'd have to, like, pick up water and eat it to drink. Oh, wow.
Well, I would always assume that your personal area, like, as soon as you interacted with the water...
Oh, it becomes unfrozen.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird. I don't know what I would exactly do. Like, I think a part of me would go pretty crazy.
Hmm.
I would probably spend a solid 10 years looking for other life,
like on the universe,
planet on Earth, like anyone else not frozen.
Oh, okay, right.
I would probably spend 10 years building ham radios, trying to find anyone else that was unfrozen.
Well, but if time is frozen, radio waves don't work.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're just like
I wouldn't know that without you. So
I'd be in my room like reading up about time travel, and you'd be like, I'll check on Lane later. Like, I'd have, like, a giant book on, like, the intricacies of quantum locking.
And then I would find the biggest building in Vancouver, take you, your frozen body, bring you up there, strip you down, and then lock you on the top of the building.
Oh, okay, I was thinking something way darker.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be that mean.
Yay!
But I would definitely lock you on the top of the building nude.
Nice.
And they'd be like, every time I was like really sad, I'd be like, oh yeah, I locked Lane on that building. When time unfreezes, if it ever does,
and then freak out.
Lane will be so angry.
I would go and take a car. I'd probably steal your guys' car.
Probably.
Actually, do you know what? No, I'd go steal someone else's car.
I got a really nice car.
The first thing that I would do would probably be break into everyone's room in this building.
Yeah.
Like, into their apartments and just see what it's like.
I'm really curious what other people's apartments are like as well.
Yeah, just like, you know, or maybe someone, like, maybe next doors. Just, I would do lots of just random crazy shit.
Yeah.
Go and, like, steal a bunch of shit from a hobby store.
Yeah.
I'd probably, like, freak out a lot.
I would definitely have a lot of crises. Like, a lot of, like... Because the problem is there's nobody to talk to, no animals to interact with, there's no nothing, right? I think I would probably end my life myself.
Dude, too real.
Before I just naturally died. The only way I think I could actually live through it is if I somehow was able to get myself somewhere where nobody was, like the South Pole,
Ooh. Callbacks.
Just, yeah, callbacks. Get myself to, like, the South Pole and just live my life and pretend that the rest of the Earth is unfrozen.
Right.
And just pretend like everything's
and wrong. And then there'd be one day where you looked over and saw that a penguin was, like, falling over but frozen and everything would be shattered.
I would keep a frozen penguin in my house.
Nice.
Just in case.
Just in case what?
In case everything unfroze. And then I'd be like...
Oh, because that'd be so terrifying. Like, you'd be doing it for years and years and years, and then someone would come and, like, knock on your door, and you'd be like, what? I thought time was frozen.
Yeah, no. I would
keep the smart. Penguin. That's smart.
I wouldn't keep it, like, just in the visible area, because it would remind me too much.
Right.
But I would, like, put it in a closet
or something, because you would hear it, and then bury it.
Mm. And then, like, someday I might hear the penguin, like, right. Holy fuck! Time! Right! I forgot! But I don't think I could be around frozen people all the time. I would have to be... separated so that I could just...
I would build, like, a utopian society.
Like, I can just see you getting, like...
posed.
Like, 3,000 people, like...
Yeah, bowing.
Like, bowing towards you.
And, like, I build a big-ass throne.
And then, like twice a day for an hour, you go and sit on your throne, and you look at them, you're like, ah! And you eat peanuts, and you throw them at the people. You're like, ah, thank you, my servants.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have, like, an entire, like, theme park that you walk through of people, like, doing stuff for you, frozen. Yeah. Where they're, like, there's someone, like, in midstream pouring you juice.
I'm writing this down.
And then, like, you go and sit down, and you're like, oh, thank you, you know, all these sorts of little things that happen throughout your entire day.
I'd probably go, like, bad crazy.
You would go really messed up.
Because I'd have to, like, because I would just start, you know, because if everything's quantum locked, I'm assuming I'd, like, food wouldn't rot, but I would have to, like, go and eat food.
Yeah.
And, you know,
food wouldn't rot, but you'd have to go touch it to eat it.
Yeah, exactly. But eventually... in the near immediate area, I would run out of supplies, and I have to, like, kind of, like, start going farther and farther.
It would take a long... Like, there's no way... I think in one lifetime, you'd just be able to feed off the food in one area.
No, but think, like, I eat everything in the fridge, so I go down to Safeway. Well, I guess, yeah, even to Safeway, really.
Like, even if you took all of the food out of Safeway, how long... Like...
That would take a while.
Yeah, like, we're talking, like, 10 years.
I'd also steal a lot of Warhammer. Because it's like, my budget don't mean nothing now. Like, just
and
like,
guess what? You won't have to thin your paints. Because they're locked in a quantum times.
Ooh, yeah.
That white?
Yeah, the white would be perfect.
It'll always be thin.
Oh, baby.
You'll never have to thin it again.
It's worth now. Please. No, it's worth. Please give me the quantum locking. I want to have a white paint that lasts forever. This is a funny joke because I have this white paint for my little miniatures that, like, gets really thick really fucking fast, and so if I was quantum locked, I wouldn't have to worry about that shit.
And Lane doesn't know how to thin his paints.
I do. No, it doesn't matter. It just gets super dry. Buy a Ceramite white. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Just like Lane's like.
Super thin and chunky?
Dry.
Oh, dry. I wonder if we can hear that in the playback.
I doubt it. It's like right nice. There.
Nice.
Someone boost the gain like a fuck.
I'd get like a flatbed truck and just like go to Imperial Hobbies and just load up fucking everything.
Yeah.
And then I would build like a Dark Eldar city, like a miniature Dark Eldar city and a miniature Orc city and like an Imperial palace and like just every.
And then you would crush the orcs and you'd be like, ha, ha, ha,
no, I would go and like clear out a building. I would move out all of the people and all of their things.
Oh my god!
Like little a mom stacks like Tetris style.
Now, if one person became unfrozen and was like, oh my god, I'm back, and they like found you, and then would you be like, oh, come look what I've been doing. It's been at least 10 years.
Come,
look,
see!
I built a Dark Eldar world with all my free time! They're like, you didn't, like, figure out how, like, to make a self-sufficient power source or something? Like, no, I built Dark Eldar!
Like, at least for a couple years, I'd definitely just be spending it fucking off.
If I didn't go seclude myself, which is 100% what I would do, if I stayed in society, there would definitely be one very, very dark day where I decided to take, like, a semi-truck trailer. Not the back part, but
like
just the front.
Like a truck, yeah.
And
yeah.
Just go on a rampage.
Like
and
smash
just, like,
buildings?
Drive through every... Like, drive over cars.
Now,
and, like,
now, what if... What if there's people in those cars?
I would evacuate my strip.
You would spend hours just moving people out of their cars.
It would be like from Kitsilano all the way down to Steveston. I would evacuate a strip where I could just like rampage through and be totally reckless. Mm. And if I died, I died. Like my semi-trailer exploded. C'est la vie. But I would just be...
That's life frozen in time.
I would just be totally reckless and just be like,
fucking life.
I'd definitely be one day.
Oh, also, I go down to Big Rich's, just buy ever. I just
not buy. You well, just all right. Take.
I would leave a check saying, "Fuck y'all."
I owe you later, bitches.
Bitches. Do another question. I'm just gonna hold on. Oh yeah, it's working. Well, do another question.
Well, it's my turn. It's my turn.
Oh, okay, fine.
Oh shit, no my brain.
Yeah, okay, another question.
No, I have some ad!
I rolled.
Hold on, I have some ad. I have some ad!
Then ad!
Thinking!
Hey. Go on.
You made me so angry.
I would make a human pyramid out of naked people.
No, I would not do that.
No,
that
I would.
Weird.
I would. And then I'd make people posed in like.
Oh, I know what I was gonna say.
Okay.
I also would. Completely stop shaving. I would just see how big I can get a beard.
Okay.
I would get so lazy and just like let all my hair grow.
Yeah, I'd probably do that as well.
I'm sure there'd be like once every like 5 years I might like shave my head and shave my beard.
Oh, like just for fun?
More so because there's too much of it. And instead of trying to like style
Ooh,
it.
Oh no, I would like shave my head first. That's the first thing I would do. I would shave my head. Because then I could see what I look like bald.
Oh, yeah. And then you could also measure time. No, facial hair is a good way to measure time.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, if you know how quick hair grows, like, you can like if you know it takes you, like, 3 years to get an afro.
Right.
Then you can try and, like, easily measure time.
I don't know that, though.
Okay. I do. Okay.
Two.
So.
Or two on a D3. So
three.
I guess lows. So three. Or three.
You rolled the right number.
I did. I get to read.
Yes, you do.
If a chimpanzee challenged you to a Wild West-style duel with a six-shot revolver, do you think you would win? From Dan.
Wait, hold on. Before we finish the question, we're going to find the flaws that don't matter.
Yeah.
If a chimpanzee challenged you to a Wild West-style duel... Okay, so it doesn't need to be Wild West. It can just be like a...
No, I think that's thematically proper, though.
Okay, does it matter that it's a six-shot revolver?
Yeah, because once again, it's thematically proper.
Do you think... Okay, so then the whole thing is...
Relevant. It's actually... This one's actually pretty good. Jesus I actually Christ like the... this question's actually pretty good. 10 points. 10 points for Danendor!
If a chimpanzee challenged you to a Wild West-style duel with a six-shot revolver, do you think you'd win? Yes.
Okay, why do you think you...
90% chance I would win.
Okay. Based Why? Off...
The what? Monkey most likely will not try and shoot me.
Okay.
The monkey will be very
no,
hard...
No, that, but it's challenged. So we're assuming that it has the knowledge to make a challenge. So it must have some knowledge of Wild West gunplay. At least a little bit. Even if it's shitty. He understands the concept.
Okay.
Because the monkey's challenging.
Well, that changes my answer then.
Okay.
Because my answer is based off the idea that it's a chimpanzee. And it's as smart as a chimpanzee.
Right.
So it's smarter than a chimpanzee.
This chimpanzee is.
Okay. 50% chance.
50? Okay.
Because if it's smart enough, it's way fucking faster than I am.
Now see, for me, it really, in my opinion, it boils down to can I kill the chimpanzee before it comes and eats my face?
You know what I would do, actually?
And to be honest, I don't know how good my accuracy... I'm going to put my money on the chimpanzee for me, because I've never shot a pistol.
Yeah. You know what I would actually do is... I wouldn't try and kill the chimpanzee right away. I would hide.
Right.
And then, I would go to the duel, and I'd just, like,
you
peace!
Can,
and, like, run.
You can run, but you can't hide.
And then I would just try and hunt the chimpanzee.
Mm.
I would spend all my time, like, hunting it, trying to find it, and then kill it eventually.
Interesting.
But so if, like, let's say we were locked in a duel in our little white world that we've created of white walls. And
whoa. Gray world.
Gray world with gray walls.
Yep.
And there's nowhere to hide, nowhere to go, and both of us have a six shooter.
Ba-da-doo! Wah, wah, wah!
I would give myself a 75% chance, actually. Because I feel like the chimpanzee, in that case, the chimpanzee may be faster than me.
Right.
But it's not going to have as good accuracy as I do, I feel. So I feel like I could wait out its bullet attempts, and then eventually kick it in the throat, and then
shoot. Dude, chimpanzees are fucking strong. They can tear your arms off.
I know. But I feel like I'm stronger than a chimpanzee.
See, I would hope... I'm on the same track as you. I would hope that it would miss me enough times that it would have to charge me, and then at that point, I would just wait till it got real fucking close.
And I feel then, like in the time that it shot its six bullets, I would probably shoot two of my bullets at it in response to pure fear, and then still have four bullets left over to deal with it.
Three bullets, one for yourself, because you don't want to get your face eaten.
True.
Do you read
that
story about the woman who got her face eaten by a chimpanzee?
No, and I do not want to. And we're not posting it on our Facebook page.
I wouldn't. Why would I post it on our Facebook page?
Just
all you have to do is Google "lady's face gets eaten by chimpanzee." Wait. What? Sorry.
Gross. Oh, it's... by the way, talking about our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I want to say a big shout out and thank you to Jillian. For the Vorpal throwing disc video?
I still haven't seen it.
Oh my god, it's so funny. We're gonna watch that.
Oh my god. I was at my Warhammer games that day.
It's so funny. I've never seen it before, and it's so accurate to everything we were saying, and somehow we never...
Andrew, pop quiz. Vorpal, what does it do?
Cut someone's head off?
Yeah!
Holy shit, Andrew got something right.
The Vorpal blade goes snicker snack.
Through your neck.
No, it's from Alice in Wonderland. Or whatever the Vorpal blade. It's actually from Alice in Wonderland.
I didn't know that.
That's what they used to kill the Jabberwocky.
Oh,
yeah. And then they brought that, and then D&D brought it from that into D&D.
Gotcha. All right, we got one more question.
I thought it was two more.
No, it's the last one.
It's the last one.
Yeah.
We're at 50. Oh god. We'll have to do some editing.
Because
I read the first one. Da 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 da. Four? Number four?
Yeah. If you can only... Hopefully it's not a stupid question.
Nah.
If you can only ever cook with one spice, and only one spice for the rest of your life, and can only eat one spice for the rest of your life, wow, what would it be? I mean, very specific on this one, and she cannot...
Wait.
She's trying to cancel your lawyer.
Let's just hang on. Okay, hold on. Number four. You can only cook with one spice and only eat one spice. I know what the spice is. I know what it is.
I know what mine is.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Do you consider anything you put on food a spice?
I would say things like spices are like pepper, mustard seed...
Basil,
thyme,
oregano, parsley. Basil and parsley are the same thing pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what is a spice?
Something that you put on food for seasoning.
But, like, is tzatziki a spice? Are you Googling what is a spice?
Siri, what is a spice?
Let me have a look. Okay, I found this on the web for what is the spice, Siri.
No.
What is the spice?
Siri, define spice. No, spice.
Space means.
No. Siri, define spice.
Spice means an aromatic or pungent vegetable substance used to flavor food, for example, cloves, pepper, or cumin.
Coming.
We'll call basil. Everything
yeah,
is...
Yeah. I know what mine is.
I know what mine is, but I feel like you've loopholed yourself.
I actually haven't.
Okay.
Cayenne pepper, for me.
That's what you choose?
Cayenne.
Really?
Yeah. I like cayenne.
Salt?
I could live without salt.
I could not.
Like, if all you can ever do is salt things?
Yep, that's fine with me. I still have sweet things. Sugar's not a spice.
That's true.
There's no sweet things. So salt, Salt and sugar?
Actually, I don't... Google, is salt a spice for me?
Is
salt a spice? I don't... No, because it says plant. It does say plant-based. And salt is not plant-based.
Is it not?
Yeah. So I think you would still get salt in this weird... I don't know. Is salt considered a splice?
Send us a Facebook message if people say words if you think salt is a spice.
Salt is not a spice.
Salt is not a spice.
Salt is not a spice according to the internet.
So, then if I had to pick a different spice, I'd probably say basil.
Okay. Fair.
It's because I love basil. A lot.
Wait, hold on. I found my loophole. Oh, no, I can only eat. Ah, okay. No, Megan actually did a good job. Congratulations.
She's very, very overly specific.
Because it says, like, cooking with. It's like, oh, I'll just get someone else to cook, but it's also eat.
Eating, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with cayenne. Cause
it's, but why would you go with cayenne when you could just have, like, Tabasco sauce?
Because cayenne, it's like a combination of, like, heat and smokiness.
Yeah, but you could just smoke your meat and then add Tabasco sauce and you have cayenne.
It's not the same.
I feel like cayenne really is like... one of the easiest. Anything that's spicy, I mean, any spice that, ironically, any spice that is spicy, I feel like is easily replaceable by a condiment. Like, you can find a lot of other ways. I find,
but like,
whenever I'm cooking,
yeah,
and I find that I need a spice that I don't have that's spicy,
right,
I can use a condiment to replace it. Almost always, it'll still work.
Well, I really like cayenne.
But like things like oregano, parsley, basil,
ginger.
Nah, I hate ginger.
What?
Also, ginger was a vegetable.
Yeah, but that's what spices are. Spices are based off.
Yeah, but if you just use ginger, the vegetable is a vegetable.
But
oh, yeah, I see where you are. Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. Same with garlic, yeah. That's the one part of that question that's a little bit of a loophole.
Like, could I just...
Well, you still have garlic, so you could just use garlic.
A garlic clove.
Yeah, a garlic clove.
Can I just use...
A ginger clove. You could use a basil plant, a parsley plant.
Good job, Andrew, on lowering up Megan's question.
Michael's going to be so proud of us.
It's called People Say Words, brought to you by Learning from Michael.
learning how to be a good lawyer...
Like Michael!
Huge!
Huge lawyer!
Have you seen what's happening in Sweden? Have you seen what's happening in
Sweden?
What
was up about that?
I don't even know.
No, because he, like, I watched the...
So, apparently something terrible is happening in Sweden, according to Trump.
You watched the video, though, right?
Yeah.
They're like, last night.
one of our highways was clogged, and also there was technical difficulties at our... It was terrible.
Yeah, it was so confusing.
Welcome to the next 4 years.
I don't fucking get what the hell... For the listeners who are listening, you may be listening to this far in advance, you may not have heard of this. Or
it might be the year 2094, and God Emperor Trump might have put us to death for speaking against his holy will.
But our Trump podcast is still on the internet, and no one can stop the internet. Anyway, so there was an announcement Trump made last night about...
Look,
terrible thing that happened in Sweden.
I think it's probably about immigrants.
And it was like, what? Yeah, it was. No, it was. It was referring to, like, refugees and immigrants.
Right.
And then Sweden released a video, which was like, last night we had a problem at the concert, and there was traffic, and blah, blah, blah. And it was like...
Well, because I think what Trump does is Trump just says... Trump, ew,
Trump just says words.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, I don't want to associate our podcast with that giant potato man. that giant yam with a fucking toupee. It's
like a moldy yam.
A moldy, old, racist yam.
Ugh.
Never gonna eat yams again now. That's fun.
Yeah.
Like, he just shouts things at the masses and people take it as gospel.
Yeah. No, totally.
How did this segue onto this? Shame on you, Megan, for making us talk about Trump outside of our Trump-tacular special.
I led it to Trump. But I'm totally okay with talking about Trump. Because I feel like I'm getting more and more, not angry, but upset.
What's the difference?
Because I'm controlling my emotion.
Right.
I'm not letting anger take hold, because I feel like if I let anger take hold, then I'm just going to become blind to everything.
Wait, okay. Okay, hold on.
Because let me see.
Yeah.
If you're angry,
right,
can someone talk reason into you? No. But if you're upset about something, can someone talk reason
okay,
into
okay.
you?
Okay, so it's like, yes. But upset is just a low-tier anger.
Correct.
Okay, all right, fine.
But the whole point is that I'm not,
you're not getting
to
mad.
Be blind
okay.
to the fact that Did, something may change.
Have I told you that thing about what, why, because anger hijacks everything else.
Exactly, yeah.
In your brain. Why? Yeah. That's why things on, like, on Facebook, the things that spread the most are
angry
things
posts.
That make people mad.
Yeah.
Because anger.
People feel like they need to fuel it.
Well, not just
fuel
that.
The anger
but
fire.
Like when you get angry, everything else is just like goes away. It's
yeah.
like. Oh!
You might need to do some editing
it's,
there.
It's as if every single podcast listener's ears were immediately shattered.
Right as they were falling asleep at the end of our episode.
All
right,
hold on.
Sorry, the computer was dying, so we had to turn it back
that's
on.
Our show. This is People Say Words.
Thank you, Tobies.
Wait, are we supposed to say that, like, I'm Lane and you're Andrew?
I guess so. We should probably
when was the
that.
Last time we said that?
What's your name?
Stannis.
And I am Loki. Such a good video.
Stannis and Loki.
No, I'm Andrew.
I'm Andrew, and you're no.
Lane.
That's a joke that Jake and Amir do.
Do they do that joke?
Yeah, they do.
All they do is
they
that joke.
Do that.
Oh,
I'm Lane,
and I'm Garrett.
Hi.
Anyway, Andrew and Lane, signing off.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Oh, wait. Whisper sensually into the mic what people should do.
Tickle your little children and tell them. To have a good sleep.
No, the thing about our email.
Oh.
Email us at peoplesaywords@gmail.com and like us on Facebook or we'll find you in the deep of the night. Good night.
You didn't quote Liam Neeson properly.
I wasn't quoting Liam Neeson.